And on today's Windy City Queercast, Memorial Day and IML right around the corner. What are the top things you should do if you're coming to Chicago for this big, long holiday weekend? Plus, I'm giving some listener shout-outs. Maybe one of them is for you. And a big announcement of a big show coming to Chicago. Steven Rader and I are all giddy about it. Oh, news, entertainment, and much, much more. Keep listening.
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Steven Rader.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
The automated voice on my machine says, mailbox full, please call again. Oh, the message is, hi honey, have you disappeared? You Scorpios are really weird. Maybe that's why I can't shake the funk I'm in. I think the only thing that's keeping me alive is a good cup of coffee and songs in the key of life. But I know, hey, 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 everything's gonna be all.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 304. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Steven Rader.
And we are downtown. When you feel lonely and life is a something and you'll always go.
Downtown.
Downtown. Steven Rader.
I know a place.
Hey, you are probably the first person to frantically text me, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Adam's Family cast is out, Nathan Lane, BB Newirth.
Perfect cast.
Your text was so funny because it was so long. I was like, how long did it take him to text that? He should have just picked up the phone.
This is what I can't.
Because you had to list the whole cast.
Well, see, I do the text thing, and what I hate is that I do it, and I write T-H-E-A, you know. And space.
I feel 90 years old when I text.
I do too. I feel like an old man. And then you send it. Does this happen to you? You send it, and then the friend that you're sending it to goes, da-da-da, and it's right back. Like,
oh, yeah.
2 seconds later.
Yep.
How did you do that so fast? And they go, oh, LOL. No, not LOL. I'm actually asking, how did you get that so fast?
I don't know. Some people know how to text with words. And I are an older generation. We text with letters.
Apparently, it's supposed to predictive text. No, my phone does not.
My phone does not either. It would no more say Adam's Family and BB New Earth.
No.
I have to spell that shit out.
No, that doesn't at all.
So some people may not know what we're talking about, but Chicago.
Adam's Family Value. Oh, Adam's Family.
Yeah, sorry. Chicago is getting the world premiere pre-Broadway production of the Adam's Family
musical. I
can't
wait.
It's going to be super, super, super good. Just based on, well, I don't know if it'll be super good. It's definitely a clever premise. I don't think we've ever seen a TV show on. Have we seen a television show on a Broadway stage? Made into a musical? We've seen movies, Billy Elliot, Xanadu, Mamma Mia. We've seen albums or particular artists. We're about to see superheroes, but Spider-Man is coming.
Superman. That's already explained in Superman. In the 60s. Bad. And the only good song from it is the Linda Lavin song. You've got possibilities.
Yep.
Love that song. Horrible. Which the Spider-Man thing. I may be a comic book fan. And I'm a musical theater fan, but Near the Train Shall Meet. I mean, it's scary.
Yep.
Frightening. The only person that might be able to pull it
Bono.
Off.
But it's Bono.
That's what I don't like about it.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big U2 fan. I just don't get it.
Oh, I do.
I don't get it. And you know, it's a $45 million budget for a musical in this day and age.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. But Adam's Family looks great. I just wish they had a Paul Rudnick writing the book. It's the guys from Jersey Boys. Which, as we know...
Which they wrote a very economical book and a book that just connected a lot of great music, but we don't know if there's great music.
Well, here's the deal. Well, yeah, as we know for, as we know from Jersey Boys, you know, hey, you know, when Joey got married, incidentally talking about women, you know, it's not exactly a book. You know, and then we saw, what is that thing with the Goodman? Turn of the Century? Mm. Holy free, holy, what a load of crap. I mean, bad show number two.
Yeah.
So, it's a little scary, and Paul Rudnick's script for Adam's Family Values is just brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, brilliant.
Well, he'll definitely have, you know, what those other two didn't have was quote-unquote comedy, mm-hmm. and so we'll see, because to write good comedy, because God knows Bebe Neuwirth and Nathan Lane can give some good shtick, and then, you know, there's a supporting cast that's amazing as well.
Chloe Carmello.
Now, who is she, for people who don't know?
She's been in, I think she's been in Mamma Mia for about 108
Carolee,
years.
Carol Lee, right?
Carol Lee. Yeah, yeah. She's got a voice and a half on her. She's amazing. She was in Elegies.
Mm-hmm.
Many people do. I believe Carol Lee was in, the show about how Southerners hate Jewish people. Remember that show?
No!
That musical, you know, da-da-da-da-da, The Old Red Hills of Home. Oh, I can't think of... Parade.
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 Southern people hate Jewish people.
Well, that's what it was at the Bailiwick. Did you see it at the Bailiwick? Mm-mm. Oh, my God. First of all, I apologize, David, if you're listening to this. He probably isn't. Who cares? So I go to see the show. Everybody emailed me about this show. Everybody. I got an email a day to where I was kind of like, I'm never going to see this show because mm-hmm. I'm getting bugged about it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally went to see it. And I sat down with a friend of mine who's not in the theater. And I said, I'm going to hate this. Why do you say that? Why do you say that? And I was like, look at the script. Okay. I was like, look at the playbill, rather. What's the first song? The Old Red Hills of Home. Uh-huh. Look on the stage. What are the hills painted? Yellow. I knew immediately I was going to hate the show. And
now, it was really revered, though,
Oh,
right?
It was really revered.
It moved to the Mercury Theater.
And it moved to the Mercury Theater. But, you know, at the end, Brandon Dougherty comes out. It's like all set in the past, you know. It's all about a true story of this Jewish man who was accused of raping this girl, and then he gets acquitted, and they hang him. The Southerners lynch him and hang him. And
perfect inspiration for a musical, right?
Yeah, well, great.
Let's have a parade.
And instead of having Southern people do it, you have two Jewish people do it who hate Southern people. I guess I don't know, but at the very end, David had this little trick where Brandon's character came out with the Confederate flag on a t-shirt, mm-hmm. singing about the Old Red Hills of Home, and I was like, God damn it. You know, we're not all talking about the War of Northern Aggression anymore. I mean, we don't, you know, we're not sitting around talking about when the South will rise again. This isn't... It just made me crazy.
Yeah. My grandmother does. She talks about the Northerners. The Yankees.
No, I'm told I sound like a Yankee when I go back home.
Really?
Oh, do you get that? Do you get that?
I just get that I don't have an accent anymore, to which, you know, anybody here would be dismayed. Especially if they heard me say lawyer, but you know.
See, that's the same word I can't say.
I cannot say lawyer. I had to say it in a play, and saying a lawyer is the hardest thing in the world for me.
I say lawyer.
It's like lawyer.
I can't figure out what's wrong with how I say it. You know what I mean? Because when I try to pronounce it correctly, they're like, no, it's
lawyer.
Wrong. Lawyer.
But it's not the loy. That's what I say. It's the law. It's the law. It's not the loy.
Y'all ain't going to call the law on you.
Going to call the loy on you.
Oh.
Hey, I also, you know, I've been Twittering. I keep talking about it. You can follow me at Amy Matheny.
I will follow her.
I wish you would. It's really, really fun. I posted some fun things this past week that made me giggle. But I was also trying to catch up on some comments on the Queercast page, and I wanted to give a shout out to a couple people.
Uh-oh.
One was Barry.
Barry.
Barry, who is a member of our theater series as well, and he emailed me at one point and said, I'm getting ready to take a year off. I've quit my job and I'm traveling the world.
Shut up.
Yeah. Going to like Africa and the world and everything.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't know. Barry?
Barry.
Barry, can you hear me? So I wanted to give Barry a shout out because he really said that the Queercast, he's listening to it, and it's just keeping him really tethered to Chicago.
Oh, where is he? Is he like in Africa? He's like in a safari or something.
I don't know where he is now.
There's a giraffe poking his head in the tent.
Traveling the world.
I can't stand Barry.
I want to do that.
Barry,
and, Barry, call Steven. Just email us.
I look great on a hippo. I look great. And that's just people I've dated.
Looks great
saying.
Safari. And also James. James said, we've got to figure out your Skype connection because it has a very tinty, poppy sound. You probably don't go, I don't go back and listen to, well.
Who, yours no. or mine?
Yours.
Mine?
Yeah, we got to invest. Like, we got to get Oprah's Shut fund up. For some Skype management.
Was my Skype, was bad? Was
it's
it
a
bad?
Little, it's a little tinny and a little poppy dog, so. so.
Well, I got one of those cameras, you know.
Well,
that
there
has
you go.
The microphone in the camera.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe when you're having sex, the guys don't. But James literally said his ears were bleeding after
listening.
Well,
because I smile.
You do, but it has a. I think Di was like, we got to talk about getting you a new mic. So we'll go techno shopping next
I'll
time.
I'll do
Di's
the whole.
Here.
I'll do the other one. There's a way to take down the background noise. I'll work on that.
All right, we'll talk about it. But normally we're face to face because Stephen and I live in the same city, so it's like one of the true pleasures that I actually get to look at somebody.
Yes,
while I'm
things.
Talking. So James, Barry, thanks for your comments and everybody.
Tell us where you are, Barry. Where the hell are you?
Yeah, where is Barry?
It's like where in the world is Barry? San
where
Diego.
Where is Barry? So speaking of which, we are days away. We are days away from Memorial Day weekend, and
you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, descending upon this city.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Leather Daddies.
I can't wait.
And the Bears and Cubs.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Yes.
The best time to go to Sunday Show Tunes at Sidetrack. Uh-huh. Best time ever.
Okay.
The Sunday of Memorial Day.
Let's go. Are you gonna be there?
I'll probably be there. Yes.
You well, I'll probably
saying,
be there.
I'm telling you.
I'm saying like
I might have an out of town guest.
It's a new moon. You have an out of town guest.
I may. It's all up in the air.
Well, would you not bring your out of town guest?
Oh, well,
I've had to witness so many texts from said out of town guest.
I'm just saying that the out of town guest story may be busy. That's all I'm saying.
The whole day?
The whole weekend. Are you kidding?
All right. Well, I will probably be perched
he
there.
He thinks he's going down to the hotel. He's out. No, because you've never lived.
The Sunday of Memorial Day or
Sunday.
Memorial Day?
No, Sunday. Sunday before.
Oh, I know.
Because they have a
so...
bear party there before the big show tunes thing. Before.
Growl.
So the bears are there. They all have their shirts off. It's hot as hell. You've never lived until you've seen a group of bears singing Oklahoma. Never.
On the roof of Sidetrack.
Oh, like they're in the main room and it's hot. And it's sweaty. Oh,
I
want to
go.
On a cracker, I love it.
Now, do you have an affinity for leather or bears more, or do you like?
I like anything
much?
With a crotch, two legs optional. That's who
you
I am.
You are hilarious. No, I have a crotch and two legs. You don't like me.
I will,
you like
you know,
me. You just don't like me.
Well, I'm just gonna say that your clitoris is probably bigger than some of the penises I've ever seen in my life.
Oh!
I'm gonna say it's true.
That's probably the first time that's ever been said.
No, it's not.
Yeah. This year.
This year. Well, yeah,
this
exactly.
Year.
No, I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. Although I did meet a boy. If there's anybody out there into leather, they might actually think this is funny. If you're not into leather, you won't think this is funny. But I was out with my friend Jeannie at Sidetrack a few Fridays ago. And this boy that she knows that was at work with her or something that she had brought out kept circling our table. Just circling and circling.
Where were you?
At Sidetrack.
Okay.
So finally,
this podcast is brought to you by Sidetrack. Seeing as though, whenever Steven's on, we should just say that. This podcast is brought to you by Sidetrack.
I live there. I mean, people know me by name.
Yeah.
I bought that whole back wing.
Yeah.
So this boy comes up, and finally, he had this leather kind of a
collar?
Kind of a collar, but it wasn't really a collar.
Thing?
It looked like it came together in the front.
A little knot?
But it was a collar, of course, of some sort of fancy collar. And so I said to him,
do you have any leather accoutrement?
Do I have any leather accoutrement? What don't I have?
I just want to know. I've never been in your house.
I'm just saying.
We always meet in various and sundry places. I think it's because you don't want me to meet your other lesbian
gimp,
friend.
That's what I'm saying. You
don't want me to meet the other lesbian in your life.
Oh, I have her chained up in the background.
Yeah, that's right.
But so he has this thing. So I look at it and I go, I like that. I'm pointing to the thing I understand. And he grabbed the front of it. As if I were grabbing the front of it and pulled his face towards mine.
Mm-hmm.
As if I didn't know that that's what you do with these things or something like that. And so I looked at him and I said, so who put that on you?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other people are probably laughing. So I said, so what are you? I am my own bottom. And he was a little too drunk to get it. But I was like, so no, you don't put the
he
collar
might have been
on
too
yourself.
Not smart. He might not have been smart
no,
enough to get
it. No, he was dumb as a box of hair.
Yeah,
just dumb as a box of hair. But it was so cute to go, I'm going to be a sub. I'll put the collar on me. No, it doesn't. No, sweetie.
Yeah.
Sweetie. Honey. No, it doesn't work that way. No, but the leather boys are coming. It's
the best time in the world.
I think just the nicest guys in the world descend upon our community who are into the kinkiest shit in the
world. You've never met nicer, more well-read, well-informed. I always say this.
Charming.
Yeah.
You know, totally, like, I've met so many people who I'd say are, like, Southern gentlemen, even if they're not Southern.
And
like,
they get you in bed, and they will tear you up.
Well, I've never been in bed with one of them.
The nicest guys are always the kinkiest, I'm going to tell you right now.
Really?
The nicest guys who are very, very unassuming.
What is the theme on that?
I'm just going to tell you right now.
The nicest guys are the kinkiest.
The nicest guys who you'd think.
Bitchy, so you know. You got a little bitch and camp in you, so maybe.
If you're really sweet,
I think you're really nice, but, you know.
They'll tear you up. If you think that they have, like, a slide ruler or something like that, you know, they use a lot.
A slide ruler?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if their glasses at one point had, like, tape in between, they were a geek in high school. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Wow.
Bring it on. It's great. Because when you sleep with the people that you never thought you'd sleep with, that's the one that always gets you.
What do you mean gets you?
I said this to a girl one time because we were sitting at Tees. This episode is brought to you by Tees.
Yes.
And that's which is right down
I'm
from,
on with Deb Pierce. From, it's usually brought to you by Tees.
From the Eagle. And this man walked by the window. And my friend Eric said, oh, because I was looking at him, you know, all of his leather. And Eric said, oh, there's one for Steven right there. And I was like, you got it. And this boy that's a friend of Eric's, who's, you know, 20-year-old something or other, oh my God, you like him? Oh my God, I would never go out with him. It's like, oh my God. It's like, no, I wouldn't like that. I said, so let me tell you this. You're going to go to bed with somebody someday that you never expected to go to bed with, and they're going to just change your whole life because you're going to, it's going to open
it's
up a lot of.
It's going to expand your mind.
expand a lot of things, let me tell you. And Eric's sister was sitting there at the time. So like 6 months goes by, something like this. And I walk into a party, and she makes a beeline for me. Raider, come here, come here. She goes, remember when you said this? Yes. It's so true.
Oh, no.
And she was like, last weekend I went home with this guy, and oh, my God, he tore me up in his face. Like, yeah, I've been around the block a few hundred times. So
wow.
I'm telling you. Now, you don't know you have a girlfriend. You're never going to find this out.
No, but, like, you know, sometimes I've been with people who are not maybe... I don't know that I have a type because older women would probably be my type, but Kelly's not an older woman. But just God, again, I know I've posted on my blog and on my Twitter, but like kudos JT, Patty Clarkson, and Susie Sarandon for the awesome other lover. Speaking of the older women, like just melted the cobwebs of my heart. But anyhow, my Twitter said, you know, and my blog said, you know, well, if people tell me that I look like Patricia Clarkson, does that make me at this young age like JT's sister? Like,
I'll take JT's sister. I'll take it in a heart.
That could be some kinky. But, I just totally got off. But I don't really have a type. But, you know, when I've definitely been with people who maybe, I don't know, that people are like, huh, I'm surprised you're with her. Or, huh, I'm surprised. Really? Those have been really good experiences. They've not been relationships. They've just been sex. Sex with that I care. I mean, like, usually it's been friends with benefits because I had a lot of friends with benefits. I was kind of like that lesbian that your straight friends would be like, I've never tried that. And I'm like, let's do it. You know? You know? That's kind of like my friend.
What do you think? Do you like this?
What do you think? Do you want to?
Just once. Come on.
Yeah, I'm kind of the non-scary lesbian that the straight girls are all like.
That's why Mitchell lives with you, because he's the non-scary gay man.
Well, I don't know. He's awfully sweet. You know what they say about them sweeties? That's what you say. Hey, folks, we got to tell you what's going on in the news and entertainment world, plus Richard Knight Jr. Outraged. Do you know about this film, Outrage? About outing of politicians in D.C. It is a documentary film. It's getting lots of buzz. Coming Memorial Day weekend to the Music Box Theater, at least here in Chicago, and playing in a lot of major cities.
If they think they're going to get the Leather Boys out of that damn hotel to go see this movie, they're out of their minds.
Well, I don't know. They've probably slept with most of these leather guys, and bears are the people who are being interviewed when you watch the trailer on this movie.
Well, just put some slings in the back. They'll come. Just saying.
Exactly. So Google Outrage the movie, or Dial have it linked in our show notes, but check this trailer out because it'll be here past Memorial Day weekend. Ooh. But it is juicy.
All right.
Just like Steven Rader.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Sony Pictures Classics proudly presents Every Little Step, a new film by James D. Stern and Adam Del Dio about the glorious journey of A Chorus Line from its beginnings. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone raves Every Little Step is a thrilling dazzler. Don't even think of missing it. While Joe Morgenstern from the Wall Street Journal cheers a large, heart-stopping triumph. How long has it been since a movie left you speechless? Every Little Step opens in Chicago Friday, May 15th.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. In Pennsylvania, the unmarried partners of state employees will start receiving full health care coverage and benefits on July 1st. The new policy will cover same-sex and unmarried heterosexual couples. To qualify, partners must be at least 18, have lived together for 6 months, and must have definitive proof of a committed relationship, such as a joint bank account.
In Florida, an appeals court has ruled that the state has to recognize adoptions same-sex couples were granted in other states, even though Florida law bans such adoptions. The decision goes into effect in 30 days.
The City Council of Los Angeles has unanimously approved a resolution calling for a federal measure that urges the Iraqi government to prevent the persecution of LGBT individuals. Openly gay 11th District Councilman Bill Rosendahl sponsored the measure.
Three out U.S. representatives, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Barney Frank of Massachusetts, and Jared Polis of Colorado, along with Gerald Nadler of New York, have introduced a resolution that will recognize the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. The riots, which symbolized the beginning of the gay liberation movement, took place in New York City's Greenwich Village in 1969.
In Colorado, Alan J. Andrade, who was recently sentenced to life in prison for the murder of 18-year-old trans woman Angie Zapata, received an additional 60 years in prison. Andrade received more time after prosecutors proved he was a perpetual criminal, which carries a stiffer sentence.
In Tennessee, officials have nullified the marriage of trans woman Joe T. Rittenberry and her husband. Rittenberry, who claims to have undergone sex reassignment surgery in Canada, married Jeffrey Scott Phillips in 2007. However, authorities do not believe that Rittenberry ever had such an operation, and the state does not recognize the alteration of gender anyway.
The U.S. Army wants to remove First Lieutenant Daniel Choi because of his sexual orientation. Choi graduated from the U.S. Military Academy and served as an interpreter in Iraq in 2006 and 2007. He then joined the New York Army National Guard. Recently, he joined a West Point alumni group called Knights Out and started talking with the media about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Choi has said he will not resign even if he does not get an honorable discharge.
Salt Lake City, Utah-based internet retailer Overstock.com recently gave its GLBT employees more protection than state and federal law requires. We're more aware we have to be letting our gay and lesbian employees know that we're in support of them at the workplace, and that's why we've put it in writing, said Overstock.com senior VP.
And in world news, in Russia, lesbian couple Irina Fiet and Irina Shepitko were recently denied an opportunity to become the country's first same-sex married couple. They said they would marry this summer in Toronto, where same-sex marriage is legal and there is no residency requirement.
May 1st was a big day for Europe. Sweden's same-sex couples started marrying on May 1st, and Queen Elizabeth II named lesbian Carol Ann Duffy as Britain's National Poet Laureate. She is the first woman to hold that position that includes writing poems for royal weddings, funerals, and other occasions. The appointment lasts 10 years.
In an extremely rare occurrence in the Arab world, Lebanese LGBT group Helam held a gay rights demonstration in downtown Beirut. Several dozen demonstrators carried rainbow flags and signs in Arabic, English, and French. The march was part of Helam's campaign to repeal Article 534 of Lebanon's penal code, which bans sexual relations that contradict the laws of nature and carries a 1-year prison term.
In Uruguay, the Minister of National Defense, Jose Bayardi, has signed a decree lifting a ban on gays serving in that country's armed forces. President Vasquez has not yet signed the decree.
And in entertainment news, out actor Tom Beards is returning to The Young and the Restless after leaving the show 2 decades ago. He has signed a 1-year contract, giving the soap now 2 openly gay actors in him and Sybil Shepherd's daughter Clementine Ford. Beards' progressive storyline promises to include his sexuality.
Investigation is still underway regarding the attempted burglary of Lindsay Lohan's Hollywood Hills home on May 12th. A surveillance camera captured footage of the suspect wearing a white cap and crouched outside a vehicle parked on the street outside the actress's house. Lohan was not home at the time.
Paulina Porizkova has been fired from TV's America's Next Top Model. Porizkova told Craig Ferguson on his Late Late Show that she was let go from her position as a judge, on her birthday no less, because it seemed that America's Next Top Model had gotten too fat and they needed to cut some fat. And the fat was me.
And lesbian comedian Wanda Sykes caused a stir at the White House Correspondents Association dinner with comments about Rush Limbaugh. But there were some other stirs. She and her wife, Alex, welcomed twins, Lucas Claude and Olivia Liu, April 27th. The couple tied the knot in October, shortly before Wanda officially came out at an anti-Prop 8 rally in Las Vegas.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Explore the possibilities at the HX Gay and Lesbian Travel Expo, Thursday, May 21st from 4 until 8, right after work, at the Center on Halsted, 3656 North Halsted in the Billie Jean King Recreation Hall. Part cocktail party and part corporate event. Come mix and mingle with the hottest travel and GLBT queer-friendly businesses locally and around the world. And it's all for free. Just register at GayTravelExpo.com for free admission, and you will be entered in a drawing to win 2 tickets to Europe on Air Berlin. HX Gay and Lesbian Travel Expo, Thursday, May 21st from 4 to 8. Don't miss it.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Mega Minute. Documentary filmmaker Kirby Dick is back with a provocative, gutsy outrage in which he takes on the topic of closeted politicians lobbying for anti-gay legislation, blatantly flying in the face of their own kind. I'm boiling at what the film exposes, and just as in Milk, I realized early on during the screening that it was going to be hard, if not impossible, for me to remain objective given the movie's subject matter. When it comes to outraged, balanced, I'm not. That may have to do with Dick's approach. He's less showy than Michael Moore, more methodical, and he slowly builds his case with solid research and the audaciousness of what some of what he shows you. The stunning denial of the participants is mind-boggling. In Outrage, which has the canny tagline, "Do ask, do tell," he doesn't just expose politicians, yes, the majority of them Republicans, engaged in this insidious practice. He also takes on their operatives and friends in the media who have also remained closeted while supporting anti-gay agendas. The eye-opening film also gives us a long, painful, gut-wrenching history of this will for persecution, and the film persuasively makes the case that staying in the closet has been tremendously damaging on a personal level and to society at large. As Dick provides evidence against a group of closeted, purportedly anti-gay politicians, I have to say purportedly, but you know, and their disgraceful voting records, he also delves into the practice of outing itself and includes several on-camera interviews with those for it, against it, and those in between. No matter your opinion on the practice, it is Mike Rogers, the man who has become most feared by closeted politicians doing us the dirty, because of his website, blogactive.com, that tracks these guys, who neatly sums up the reason to out these venal politicos. I'm reporting hypocrisy, not outing, he says. Representative Barney Frank echoes a moment later that these anti-gay gays deserve, quote, a right to privacy, not a right to hypocrisy. Hear, hear. The seemingly benign Rogers is the film's hero. He shows no fear, no hesitancy to go after closeted politicians, past, present, future, and their minions who are working hard against our people from within their closet walls. How to get the mainstream past their hesitation and privacy issues about revealing queer sexuality? Kirby Dick ends his film with an archival clip of slaying gay activist Harvey Milk providing the instant solution. If every gay person in the closet would come out, we'd win, Milk said over 30 years ago. I, for one, hope to live to see that day. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Mega Minute.
Based on the true story of two Arabic boys accused of homosexual sins, their tragic and moving story comes to life in Haram, Iran, a heart-wrenching story exposing the travesty of Iran's legal system. Playing at the Center on Halsted, 3656 North Halsted, for one weekend only, May 22nd through 24th. Tickets to Haram, Iran, written by J. Paul Darantani and directed by David Zak, are only $20, and all profits are donated to the Center on Halsted and the Anti-Violence Project. For tickets, visit haramiran.com for tickets. That's HARAMIRAN.com. Warning, there is nudity, violence, and strong political content in this show.
Last, Mary Poppins, the world's most famous nanny, has arrived, and all Chicago is feeling the magic.
It was just hopeful and bright, and there was wonderful spectacle. It was just really uplifting.
I loved the sets and the costumes. Everything about it, bright and colorful and magical.
It's so good. It's so enjoyable.
It's just a great story. It's an unbelievable adventure. It's just a lot of fun.
I think that I've gotten to a point in my life where there's not a lot of magic. And it's really great to be able to see something that, you know, takes you to a place that's magical.
Put a little magic in your life with a musical that soars high above the rest. Mary Poppins, live on stage at the Cadillac Palace Theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com today.
You're going to go in feeling great and leave feeling even better.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 18th, 2009, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Heart-pounding attraction, all-night conversation, Love Person, now on stage at Victory Gardens Theater, captures the giddiness of new love affairs, says American Theater Magazine. Love Person introduces us to two couples, gay and straight, three cultures, and four languages in this love mystery performed in American Sign Language, Sanskrit, English, and projected email. Use the code FRESH for $5 off tickets. Order now at victorygardens.org.
Magic. Murder. Macbeth. Enter a Scotland racked by treachery and possessed by supernatural forces. A kingdom where loyalty is fatal, ambition is madness, and no motivation is pure. Babes with Blades brings all-female Shakespeare back to Chicago. Don't miss Macbeth, as you have never seen it before. Playing now through May 30th, visit babeswithblades.org.
Timeline Theater presents the Chicago premiere of Alan Bennett's Tony Award-winning drama, The History Boys. One of the smartest shows I've seen all season long, says the Wall Street Journal. And the Tribune raves, terrific, a triumphant revision Chicago style. A huge hit for Timeline. Don't miss The History Boys, now extended through August 2nd. Visit timelinetheater.com.
American Theater Company, in association with About Face Theater, presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch by John Cameron Mitchell and Stephen Trask, an award-winning rock musical about a young East German who gives up a little part of himself in order to escape communism for freedom in the U.S. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is extended now through May 31st at American Theater Company. Tickets at atcweb.org.
Million Dollar Quartet is a hit, raves the Chicago Tribune. On December 4th, 1956, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley played together for the first and only time. Relive that night with the new rock and roll musical Million Dollar Quartet. It's now extended at the Apollo Theater. Do not miss this show. For tickets to Million Dollar Quartet, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Remy Bumbo Theater Company presents Harold Pinter's mysterious masterpiece, Old Times, starring Nick Sands, Linda Gillum, and Jenny McKnight. Enter into a daring game of competing memories where everything is at risk. Old Times runs now through May 31st at the Greenhouse Theater Center, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and information, visit remybumbo.org. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hey, this is Carson Kressley, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
You say you go to your magic place when you close your eyes and start to sing a pretty melody. Hoping the words will be the remedy. You've been pushing nonstop, trying to make your way in a day with originality doesn't pay.
Stephen, I want to know, you said you may have an out-of-town guest Memorial Day weekend.
You want to know who it is, is that what you think?
No, I know who it is.
Oh!
Of course I do. I know you. I know the shit that we don't say on the podcast. even if
I
you haven't told
even
me, I know.
To the podcast.
Well, he should.
Damn right he should.
I'm going to have a conversation with him. But I wanted to know if, like, if you had somebody coming to town and it wasn't somebody you were going to fuck all weekend long... fucking suck all weekend long. What would you think that you would want to show them about Chicago, and also if it was a queer person, Chicago and the queer scene? Because there are going to be a lot of people listening to this, maybe coming to town for IML Bear, mm-hmm. and you know, some people want to have a little time see the city, mm-hmm. little culture, a little.
I think the thing that we have to bring to people to in this city, queer mm-hmm. or not queer. Is Millennium Park.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's awesome,
it's just
right?
like, it's as if someone put Paris and just dumped it in the city.
And do you remember how, you're so close to it, we're recording
great.
Today from your office downtown off of Wabash, but, you know, you're so close to it, but it's gorgeous, but it was such a controversial thing. I mean, it was like one of these things, like, it's going to break the city, and it's been a really fantastic,
it's
now
amazing.
Become, like, iconic for our city, mm-hmm. especially with Obama and the night of the presidency, the night
faces,
of the election.
The two faces that face each other and spit the water.
The fountains,
the fountains
yeah.
are my favorite part of the whole. In the summer, usually, I'll get some lunch. I'll meet Alonda Kuhn over there. Hello, Alonda. And we'll sit and watch the kids just play in the fountain. And they get wet. And mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite things to do.
Well,
it's,
and the Japanese little meditation garden, mm-hmm. I think, is really, really
the bean
beautiful
is great.
Well.
I mean, the whole
just sitting on the lawn where the brand new,
the sound
coming
amazing.
From the free concert. So definitely, I don't think that the concerts are starting Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what's happening in Millennium Park, but people can definitely look that up. I'm sure there'll be some such activity.
Well, you know the city in the summer.
So you would definitely, as we said before, the news and everything, probably take people to sidetrack.
Oh,
or
my gosh.
Show tune.
I think you have to do the sidetrack thing. I even took my father to sidetrack when he was in town.
Yeah.
Because he loved it.
Yeah.
When I told him that when you go around sidetrack in a certain pattern, mm-hmm. you know, so that if you have your friends in one room, you're like, I want to see if anyone else is here, mm-hmm. and you're doing this certain pattern, a certain, you know, way around the bar, I said to they call that a fruit loop.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my father was going to fall off of his horse. I mean, he thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard.
Oh,
in his
my
life.
God.
And then he was listening to them sing Oklahoma, and he said, no, son, are they singing Oklahoma?
Oklahoma?
Yes, sir. Well, that's funny right there.
That's funny. That made your dad. So, but you know, you've got Roscoe's. If you're into the College Boys, pop over there. They've expanded. And who's not? You can sit outside on the little cafe there at mm-hmm. Roscoe's. You've got cocktail where you can sit in a window in the cool air conditioning and watch the stripper boys.
And you know what
boys.
I would do? I would go up to Crew. I've never had a bad time at Crew.
Crew's awesome.
I don't get it.
It's an uptown.
I don't get sports and gay people. I don't get it at all. I think it's sort of like Ex-Murderer Babysitter. I don't get it. But I adore it. I've never had a bad time there.
Well, ever. You know, and definitely, I don't know if the Cubs are playing in town. If they are, catching a sports game, of course, in our city is always great. Mm-hmm. We're heading into summer. Going to a Cubs or Sox game, awesome. And those will definitely be played at Crew. And but you can also go by the water around Montrose Harbor and some other places and watch the lesbians play some softball.
And then if you're at Montrose Harbor, you can go to the aviary, but don't get caught with your pants down.
That's a bad idea.
Yo, that's a big old gay area right there, let me tell you. Honey, hush.
And then, you know, teas for after softball time.
And the
Saturday
the
or
fries
Sunday. Or stargaze.
The freaking mayonnaise, the garlic cheese fries with mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah, they make some good food. And there, I was teasing Tease the other day on Clark Street. This is in Andersonville. their sidewalk cafe, I was telling Marianne, the Irish owner, who's so cute, that they literally have like a shotgun set of tables. Like, it goes like almost a city block, how long now they've added to their outdoor seating. So
because they have to.
Now, do you think that if people are having a breakfast or a brunch on a Saturday or Sunday, I feel like this is a real breakfast brunch type of town, where I feel like New York's a real dinner type of city. And I don't feel like Chicago is. I don't feel like we dine in the gay community in the way. I think we brunch and we lunch. And I don't know why that is, but there's definitely...
we're sleeping to get ready for the night.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember, you know, when I moved here and was living in the Lakeview area, you know, hanging out at Melrose or hanging out at,
I love those places.
Going to Nookie's and, you know, just having breakfast the day after.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some nourishment baby shoes if you're doing what you think you're going to be doing.
Oh, well, who needs nourishment?
Who needs... Well, you'll be getting nourished.
Oh!
Just a different kind of nourishment.
We'll see if it actually happens. I probably will be at Sidetrack with a cocktail.
Well, if you are,
sitting in the bar going, God damn it, son of a bitch. You know.
With your collar on.
With my collar on!
And you'll show people how to pull
it. Honey, if I have a collar on, it ain't going to be put on by me, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to be at somebody's feet. That's all. I'm just saying.
You're just saying. So
the opposite way.
And obviously, there'll be big movies coming out and movies that are already out. I have already seen Star Trek.
And did you?
I loved it. Two thumbs up the butt. Loved a lot. As Pubert says in Night Spots.
I liked it.
He's so pretty, isn't he?
Adorable.
He's cocky in the right way and charismatic and super cute. And he reminded me of finally like Han Solo having the leading role.
Uh-huh.
Like it felt very, very early Harrison Ford.
I love you. I know.
Yeah, Star Wars to me. I mean, it felt very much like that kind of magnetism. And yet I was really interested to see Zachary play because I am a Heroes fan and Siler, and I think he's created such a great villain on Heroes, and I thought, God, I'm never going to be able to see him as anything but Siler, but he plays that very well, and they have written those two characters amazingly well.
And you know, here's the thing about that. I just want to say this. I have never watched Heroes. You'd think I would be the first person.
I would think you would be the first person. And I'm not even a huge comic book person.
It's because of two things. Well, there was a bus ad I saw once that said, you know, certain people are meant for something more or something, that when it was coming out, and I was like, that's a bitchy fucking ad. I'm not watching this stupid
show. You're hilarious.
I hate when you're sort of like, yeah, I do. I just don't like, I didn't watch Dawson's Creek because I was watching Buffy at the time, and there was that, you know, 2 days to Dawson's Creek, 3 minutes to every five. I was like, fuck it. You've rammed it down my throat. And usually I enjoy that. But for that, no. But what really bothered me about Heroes, and this is true, is that after 9/11, we don't tell people who have special abilities. We don't call them heroes. Mm-hmm. Superheroes aren't heroes. People who went into that building to save other people, those are heroes. If you'd called it superheroes or meta whatever, I would have been there. But heroes, after 9/11, really bothered me. Because we have real heroes who are living amongst us who survived, who didn't survive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those are heroes. That's what I fundamentally just shut it down.
Okay, you've obviously got some contempt around this
issue. Not contempt, you're saying that it's sort of discounting all of
that. But what I would say in response to that and debate with that is it calls into question what is a hero. And some of the people on the show don't have special powers and are trying to you know, in the same way X-Men trying to protect people who may be hunted, you know, they're the concept, and some people and that people might see, like, you have superpowers, you're a hero.
Yes.
Don't use that power for good. And so you have... You have a real exploration to me of like what is a hero, and I think
and we've used that. We've looked at that issue in comic books for years and years and years. And I am a little. I do notice that I'm becoming a little Republican in my old age, and that I, you know what I mean. I shut things down before I watch them or read them. That's horrible.
If you're sleeping with some bears and some leather guys, you probably are Republican. There you go.
And I'm having a.
An affair.
Not, yes, but for some reason it really bothered me. And so I would watch some of the things on The Soup when it first came out. They were playing them on The Soup and all the destructible or indestructible cheerleader stuff, and it just looked so cheesy, and I was like, I can't do it.
Well, you may eventually have to watch the DVDs.
I may have
It may come around.
I may have to. Because everyone was like, I'm Siler for Halloween. I was like, why is that? Yeah. Is that a new food group? I have no idea.
It's a great character.
I'll have to watch.
It's a great character who slices open people's brains and sucks all their abilities out and has all of these abilities.
He's Rogue with that. She hasn't sucked anybody's brains out, but she's still everyone's powers.
Yeah, so and I guess she is Rogue.
See, there are no new ideas. They're just old superheroes who are revamping.
Well, there you go. See,
does he have a white streak in his hair? That would be cool.
No, but now does she? That's where her goal is to acquire as many.
No, she doesn't want them. That's the thing. She doesn't want them at all.
Oh no! See, this is his. He has a hunger for ability. Like he has a hunger for it. Like he's hungry to amass as much capability
I'm
and powers.
For power.
Well, that's what's interesting because he's kind of sexy and he's kind of scary and.
But that's what we all
unfeeling.
Want.
Yeah, don't
hurt
we all.
Me. Speaking of leather, hurt me.
Speaking of leather, well, I think we've and obviously, you know, if the day's beautiful, heading down to Michigan Avenue and doing a little shopping,
there will
be a lot of people out and a lot of sales.
Oh, you know, it's great to do. This is another thing to do on Memorial Day weekend. Go to Las Manitas.
Uh-huh.
Sit outside.
Las Manitas. That is on Halsted, just south of Addison.
Go there, sit outside, get a big old pitcher of margaritas. Mm-hmm. Wait for the table. It's worth it because all the leather boys, mm-hmm. up and down the street, all day long.
Okay, so
that whole weekend.
If for some reason your guest does not come in town, my girl is going to be out of town this weekend, so we'll do.
Leather,
we need to get some food in us, and we'll hang out there for a few hours, get a little sunshine, and then we'll go indoors to sidetrack, and we'll sing with
and then
all
we'll
the
get
sweaty
a little
bears.
Something else in us.
We'll watch the leather guys walk by, get some suntan, and then yes, you'll get a little something else in you. I will not.
I one time saw a man who was at least 7 feet tall, with a leash, and who was attached to the leash, a midget. They're all in leather. I was like, this
there
doesn't
you go.
Happen every day.
I hope that happens for me.
God help us.
And I hope that happens for you. So, guys, our next show, Stephen and I are going to be together again before Memorial Day, but we wanted to talk about that. But now we just need to say, oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. Because later this week, Stephen and I are going to see Legally Blonde, the musical. We will have all the information for you. And I'm going to wear pink. So we'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.